When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
St. Mary Magdalene, the second patron of our parish after St. Vincent de Paul. We all know her, we love her dearly. The oratory is named after her, and we ask her prayers all the time. An incredible young woman who started off with a life of absolute sin, giving way into sins of the flesh, so much so that she was actually possessed by demons for a time. We're not going to talk about Mary Magdalene tonight. We're actually going to talk about a different saint, St. Margaret of Cortona, whose nickname is the second Mary Magdalene. She grew up in present-day Italy called Tuscany area in the mid-13th century. She lived a wonderful childhood until age 7. A mother who loved her dearly taught her about God all the time until tragically her mother passed away at the age of 7. Her father was a decent man, given to anger, sometimes given into drunkenness, but not anything too terrible. His father married another woman only 2 years later who did not like her daughter at all. They got in all sorts of fights, all sorts of tension in the family home. So Margaret gave in to temptation, and to get away from home, she was seduced by a young nobleman. They eloped, went off, never got married, and Margaret lived a life of a sinful relationship for 9 years. Until one day, her dog came up to her and led her to the body of this man. Her, not husband, but the man she had loved for 9 years in a sinful relationship, took her there and he had been murdered. That was the day that shocked her in her sin and realized, I've been living a life away from God. I have to turn back to the Lord. She prayed for this man and she turned to God. She left that home and went back to her father and her stepmother. They refused to take her in. So during that time, she took herself, her son from that illegitimate relationship. She sat under a tree for 1 hour. During that hour, she prayed, she talked to God, and she thought about her life and just thought, I could go back to comfort, that relationship, that whole life of sin. I know I could easily slip back into easy relationships, knowing powerful people, or I could change my life, which I know I need to. I know I'm not going to find that peace in that comfort, or I could choose go somewhere else. After that hour, she got up from under the tree and went to the Franciscan friars, begged them to take care of her. And they slowly welcomed her into the community, took care of her, gave her a little hut to live in. And this woman, who lived a life of sin, turned her life around with God's grace. She turned to prayer day in, day out. She would do penance all the time. But she had a special love for the poor. She'd constantly care for those who needed help. And bit by bit, she gave her life to God. And the Lord gave her special graces, gave her visions of himself. Jesus appeared to her one day, calling her my poverella, that is, my little poor one. She didn't like that name, but Jesus wanted to keep calling her the name, my poverella, my poor one. And so one day, after Jesus appearing to her again and again and again, she started calling her my daughter, started referring to him as his daughter and saying, I want to raise you up as someone who I've had mercy on, so everyone will know just how real and how strong my mercy is, that no one will be afraid to come to me in their sin, just for how merciful I am. And so one day, Jesus said to her, My daughter, I want to now call you my virgin and place you among the virgins whose hearts are flaming with the love of God. And Margaret asked, how can you call me that? After all I've done, you know that's not true, God. And Jesus was adamant and said, no, I will call you my virgin. And Jesus, in his love for Margaret constantly came up with new nicknames, new titles, saying, you're the mother of sinners, the lily of innocence, rose of charity, my sister, the pearl of my heart. Until one day, Jesus had the name for her. Her guardian angel appeared to Margaret and said he wants to present her to Jesus, vested her with a white garment, a crown, a ring on her finger, and then Margaret came before Jesus himself, and she cried out, Jesus, you are the Son of the living God. And Jesus responded, I declare that you are my spouse. Margaret died as an incredible saint, and many flocked to her funeral and flocked to have her pray for her. You can still go to her tomb today in Italy. Her body is incorrupt. Saint Margaret of Cortona, the second Mary Magdalene, witnesses to us the mercy of God and the power of the resurrection. We find ourselves in our sin, in our brokenness, maybe relationships that have gone astray, maybe a life that's just a mess. We follow Margaret, we follow Mary Magdalene, and we trust in the power of the resurrection. There is no self-help that can fix us. There is no advice that can put our lives back together. Sure, help a little bit every now and then. But the only thing that actually has power to restore us is the resurrection, is the glory of Jesus Christ. When we come to him, when we come to Jesus, the person of Jesus in his resurrection, in his glory, can renew us, can restore us from the depths of sin, from the brokenness of relationships, to the just mess of life. It is only in the glory of Jesus that it's possible. And now that it's Easter, we have to talk about Judas. For some reason in our readings today in the gospel, we're supposed to look at Judas in the moments of betrayal. Right after Judas walks out to betray him, Jesus says, now the Son of Man is glorified. Not after the resurrection, not even on the cross, but right when Jesus is betrayed, Jesus says, right now, Jesus is glorified. Because Jesus' glory is in his goodness. That the glory of Jesus Christ goes exactly when we betray him, exactly when we sin the worst, is exactly the moment Jesus gets to reveal his glory. Not his victory, not his might, but his goodness. When Mary Magdalene was possessed by demons, when Mary Magdalene had sinned many times, Jesus broke into her life with his goodness, and with Margaret, with her sin for 9 years living in a sinful relationship, Jesus could break into her life and he got to reveal his glory, his goodness in a new way. So lastly, the invitation for all of us to be the third Mary Magdalene. Yes, the opportunity for that is to go to confession, but the invitation tonight is to go to the oratory of St. Mary Magdalene. It is the chapel of the resurrection. It is the place where God makes saints. It is the place we go there in our sins, and we don't fix ourselves. We go there before the glory of God right there in front of us in the Eucharist. And Jesus, in his goodness, in the glory of his resurrection, heals us. He makes us new. Written right on the front of there saying, behold, I make all things new. It's not self-help. It's not putting ourselves together. It's Jesus. In his resurrection, in his life, right there, before him, when we go before him for an hour, under the tree of his cross, and we just sit there for an hour and be with Jesus, that is what gets things done more than anything. We go to Jesus in our sin, our relationships, our brokenness, and he heals us. And he breaks into our lives. He restores us and makes all things new. St. Mary Magdalene, St. Margaret of Cortona, pray for us. We might go to Jesus, go to his mercy, to give him the chance to give us the glory of his goodness and to make us new.